Praise God. That's it. Yes. It's the fire. It's getting above everything and into Christ, into God, and flowing with Him. It's not letting the rubbish pull you down and keep you down. We're talking about spiritual leadership, prophetic leadership. Well, get on top of the rubbish. You're not under the weather. You're over the weather. Now look, we can all come down from time to time, but a leader will get back up again. You'll learn how to strengthen yourself in the Lord, and you'll get back in the place where God has put you. Now, Katie didn't tell you her testimony, but she came out of a lot more rubbish than most of us. And she's come out of it, come over it, free from it, in the fire, in the place of light, in the place of God's life. And that's what prophetic leadership is all about, God's life. It's not about organizing this, having this program, doing this, managing this person, that person. It's about the fire of God. Getting it yourself, stirring it up yourself, staying in that place yourself. So when everyone else goes down, you're in that place. And teaching people to get up for themselves. Don't cause it, people. Katie says, iron sharp. Come on, get alongside. Speak the truth to them. Encourage them in the word. Encourage them in faith. I told you, faith is like the basic thing you need as a leader. You can't do anything except through faith. It's not you. It's not your skills. It's not your past history. It's not about you. It's about God. Amen. He's using you, but put you aside and put God in the place. You live your life for God now, not for yourself. Look at Mark 8, is it? Mark 8, 34. He called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, if anyone would come after me. Right, is there anyone in this room who falls into the category of anyone? Stick your hand up. There's one or two who don't. Right, we're all included in anyone. If anyone would come after me. So if anyone decides, yes, I'll follow you. If you want to, if you're inclined to follow Christ, which is the same thing as being a Christian, if you're inclined to follow Christ, if anyone would come after me, he or she must deny himself. It's not the most popular verse to preach on. He or she must deny him or herself. It's not that you get rid of it, because it's there always, but you deny it. You put it to one side. You don't look inwards and downwards and into your past, into your history and work it all out. You deny yourself, you take up your cross and you follow. To do that, you need to know the fire. That fire burning in you. He's given you the fire. What have you done with it? Have you allowed it to go out? Have you quashed it? Have we surrounded it with worldly worries and anxieties? Have you poured water on it yourself? Have you fed other fires in your life in such a way that this one has now died right down? Because if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap eternal life. Sow to the flesh, you reap destruction. If you sow to the fires of self, then that's what will blaze in your heart. How do you sow to self? You just... So you're thinking and you're speaking your actions to things that gratify you. And sometimes we love to, quite often we love to think and dwell at ourselves, don't we? Yeah. What percentage of your day is spent you thinking about yourself? Or doing something for yourself? Well, God loves you. It's not that he doesn't love you. But he says deny yourself. Pick up your cross. Follow him. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Listen, you've got choice of which fire you have blazing in your life. And through all sorts of deceptions and wrong thinking, the devil will try and come and make you sow the other fire into the other fire. He'll give you piles of wood, he'll give you a nice attractive fire and say, come and warm your hands next to this fire. Come and think about yourself for the next 6 weeks. Following Christ is the opposite. And God's really been moving over these last 2 days. He's really been moving in people's hearts. He's moving by the Spirit. He's moving with his presence. He's moving in his word and in his truth. Some of you came, or God brought you, because you needed the fire. You brought your Christianity down to a level of rational thinking. And so you're working it all out for yourself. We can all do that. We can slip into that sort of level. It's not about that. Get above all that and operate with the fire of God in your life. Let your ministry come out of the fire, not out of your head. Out of the fire, the revival fires. No revivalist was focused on himself. He learned to focus on God. And the world put them down as being mad. Most of them, we look back and sort of critique their lives or something. Well, they gave their lives to the fire of God and they didn't care what people thought. Maybe they lacked a bit of wisdom here and there, but we're still talking about them. And the kingdom has advanced through them. And they continue to inspire people today. Some of you came here thinking you were going to get a few tips on leadership, and God's putting the fire in you. Lifting you above the weather, above your anxieties, above your concerns about your life and your money and your pension pot and your house and your this, that, or the other. And he's calling you to get caught up into his plan. You got a choice. You don't have to do that. You can live for yourself if you want. Revival will come without fire. Someone's got to have the fire. Someone's got to stoke that fire. And that means denying themselves. And as a leader, that's what you need. A prophetic leader, right? You can lead in all sorts of other ways. And you go on leadership conferences and leadership manuals and books. Management and all that stuff. But if you're going to lead prophetically, you've got to have the fire. And don't tell me, no, I haven't got the fire. I've never experienced that. Well, just start sowing to it. Just start putting put the kindle on it if you need to. If it's never got it going in life, start putting the easy things onto the embers. And then get bigger bits of wood and start sowing into the fire. Because ultimately it's the fire that will draw people, not your management skills or not your life skills, not your eloquence, not your personality, not your sense of humour. It's the fire. We have to choose every day what we sow to. It's your choice. No one's going to force you. But you see, the leaders are going to make a difference to those people who've learned to tend their own fires. You shouldn't be looking to the leader every day just to kind of stoke your fire for you. Stoke your own fires. Come on! At least a leader worth his salt, it wants people to become independent of them. So they can stoke their own fires, independent in the right way, not the wrong way. So that each person can strengthen themselves in the Lord. So this is the essence, perhaps, is it, of leadership? I don't care whether you're leading a group or two people or 1,200 people or 12 million people. It's the same. It's your fire. It's your relationship with God. It's that thing. And learning to get that consistent in your life. So when you're going through the doldrums, as we all inevitably do, you can stay up on the chair. And if you're going to teach people to be overcomers, you've got to do it yourself. Otherwise, you've got nothing to teach. We can all praise God when we're doing well. We can all praise God when it's going well, can't we? We can all do that. We can all read the Bible when we've sort of got some time and we want to do it. But how many of us set time aside and sow to the Spirit? Do it when we don't feel like it. Do it when we're down. Do it when we're in trouble. And so this faith we've been talking about, which I never got to, I mean, it's for the first night, Hebrews 11. I haven't got there yet. Faith. Faith, 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 faith. Wesley said, preach faith, and when you finish doing that, preach faith, and when you've done that, preach faith. Keep preaching faith. Faith, 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 faith. Consider the outcome of your leader's life and imitate their faith. Never just teach people for the sake of teaching them something or standing up there and saying, filling the space. Teach them faith. Whatever Bible passage you're teaching, it's faith. Faith, 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 faith. What are the promises of God? What's he said? Well, he said to Abraham, I will bless you and you, I will make you a blessing. Now, if that's all you've got while you've been here, he's making you a blessing. Go and believe it and walk in it. It's nice to learn about Abraham, but come on, let's get to the essence of it. What has God said? What's he shown you? What are you now sowing towards, into? What are you doing with your life? How are you growing as a leader? How are you growing before God as a follower? Do you aspire to be a leader? Well, learn to lead while you're not leading. Learn to stoke your own fire before you start leading. As the people who stoke their own fires, who find themselves emerging up into places of leadership because they shine. You've got to take off worldly eyes and start looking with spiritual eyes. What's God doing in people? Who are they? Who are they in the spirit? Might be a lion in the flesh, but might be a mouse in the spirit. Or vice versa. Don't look for the things the world looks for. And don't stick with the little gaggle of friends. You learn, as Katie said, you learn to stand out. You learn to go, you follow God. Don't wait for your buddy next door to do it, because they may never do it. Listen, what are you going to do if no one else ever changes? Your spouse, your family, your pastor, your church, whatever. No one ever changes. They're all going to stay stuck in the place they're in, but you want to pursue God. What are you going to do? Wait for them? That's not going to do you much good. On the day of judgment, before Jesus, he says, I showed you the fire. What do you do with it? Well, yeah, Lord, I was submitting and waiting for my church to catch up. Oh, how long did you wait? 63 years. Nothing ever happened. Oh, dear. When God started building me up and teaching me, after years of sitting in a pew, being a Christian, after years of that, he started building me up, and soon I was just going to go up here, and the rest of them were all down here, and suddenly I looked at them all in a completely different way. Not with judgment, but just in a different place. I had to break out of it and go do something else. I ended up giving up my job and whatever, talking about it the other night. Come on, let God grow you. There's no limit to what he can do in and through your life. You start leading one or two people, you might end up leading 100,000. Who knows? It's God's call on your life. He'll use the foolish to confound the wise, that's for sure. Because it's not about us. It's not about you. It's about him. It's not about your faith. It's about what your faith is in. Who your faith is in. He's perfect. He's the creator. He's above all things. He is the fire. So it's not about your quality of your faith. Because faith is faith. The faith is in him. It's about what you do with your faith. Oh Lord, you gave me some faith and I looked after it. I nurtured it. And here it is. I give it back to you. 65 years of going to church. And here it is. It's still there. I still have that faith that you gave me. Wicked servant. Why have you not done something with it? Why do you not take what I gave you and invest it? Use it. Live your life for the fire. You know, sometimes we can have our great achievements in Christ, you know, or the things that he's led us through, and we sort of look back and think, well, I've done that. That's good. God honours that. And he says, no, forget it. That's yesterday. Give it back to me. Sow it. But Lord, I've got so far in the Christian life. I've got this position. He says, sow it. Give it up. Step out of me. Drop it. It means nothing. I want to give you more. Let go of what you've got so I can give you more. Step across that line because it's your choice. I can't make you do it, he says. But the line's there. Listen, you've heard so much truth these last 2 days, you won't be able to stand before Jesus and say, I've never heard it. You can't do that. That's the problem. That's why it's a government health warning. In more than one way. Once you hear the truth, you've got a choice for what to do with it. I'm not responsible for what you do with it. Your pastor isn't responsible for what you do with it. My responsibility is to train you, is to speak the word, is to be obedient myself and stoke my own fire. That's my job. I can't stoke your fire as well. All I can do is do what God tells me to do. He's stoking your fire. Now what are you going to do with it? But you see, to use a non-biblical phrase, the world's your oyster. There's no limit to what God can do in and through you. If you get the fire, you're going to get at least a little bit of a hunger for the fire. But tell you what, that hunger will dissipate unless you feed it. You'll start to get hungry for other things, things of the world. He doesn't call us to be hungry for things of the world. He says, seek first the kingdom, my righteousness, and all these other things I will give you. Which is why faith is the fundamental block on which we build anything in God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's what the scriptures say. We'll come to that in a minute. So you're lacking in faith? You don't feel your faith at the moment? Well, seek God. Get on your knees. Get on your chair. Reach out. Stir the gift in you. Get hold of him again. Let him get hold of you again. Devil will tell you, oh, you can't do that. Seasons of God. Well, no, you can. Come on. God's always there. He's always the same. There's no barrier between you and God. When you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap eternally. You need to know that. We all know that. When we do those things, when we're flowing with God and we do those things he tells us to do, we just feel great about things, don't we? We're just in such a great place. And it can grow, and it creates a hunger for fresh growth. And so you keep growing, and we're filled with joy. It doesn't matter what's going on around. We just know God, and we're full of his life, and we're walking in the Spirit. But then we start sowing to something else, and weeks later, or months later, or years later, we're not living it anymore. And we've forgotten what it was like. We've even forgotten it happened. Until he starts to stir again, and we start to see it again. And we think, oh, why haven't I been living in that? This is what it used to be like. Why haven't I been living in that? And you start blaming everyone else. But it's you. You haven't been sowing to the Spirit. You've been sowing to the flesh. Yourself. Salvation is freedom from self. That's what salvation is. It's not about going to heaven. It's freedom from self. To know God. To walk with God. To live with the fire burning in you. For his glory. And for whatever his purposes are in our lives. Last night was a special night. I hope you got what God was doing last night. I hope you got it. Even if you can't find words to express it, I hope you got it. I hope you caught it. Because that's what the kingdom ministry is about. It's catching it. It's not teaching it. It's catching it. Imparting. Catching it. Do you want the fire? Then you must want your people to want the fire. So you're not going to compromise. You're not going to pander to their flesh. You're going to lead out of the fire. You're going to keep preaching faith till they get it too. We are not those who shrink back, but we're those who believe and are saved. It's so easy to fall into something religious and fall into human organization and fall into some sort of pattern or program that we're used to doing. There's nothing wrong with a pattern or program if it's God's pattern or program and it's full of the Spirit. But it's so easy to slip out of that in our own lives and in corporate life. So we're here for the fire.